This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. A story on the Washington Post website late Thursday said federal officials are investigating reports that the Moderna vaccine against COVID-19 may be linked to a higher risk of myocarditis or heart inflammation in young adults than previously thought. The Post cited anonymous sources who are not authorized to speak about the investigation being conducted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. is using data from Canada, the Post said, that suggests young people, especially males below the age of 30 or so, who were inoculated with the Moderna vaccine, face a higher risk for myocarditis than those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The Post account also said the FDA and CDC officials are also scrutinizing data from the United States to try to determine whether there is evidence of an increased risk in the U.S. population. Australia reported record high numbers of COVID-19 cases in two of its most heavily populated states Thursday, prompting new lockdowns. New South Wales, the most populous state, reported 681 cases in a 24-hour span. Victoria reported 57 new infections in Melbourne, its capital. The city has entered its sixth lockdown of the pandemic as Australia battles new surges of the Delta variant. Roughly 22% of Australians are fully vaccinated against the virus, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. While many countries struggle to get one shot in the arms of citizens, others have announced programs to provide booster shots to their most vulnerable populations. Via remote, this is VOA News. Three United States senators say they tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. The lawmakers announced their breakthrough cases Thursday as the Delta variant spreads rapidly across the United States. The Senate is away from Washington this week, but lawmakers were on the Senate floor together on August the 11th during a marathon voting session. The new cases came the day after the U.S. health officials announced plans to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans. Well, the Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day, as some people observed the country's Independence Day by carrying a large Afghan flag through the streets before being confronted by the Taliban. August 19th is the day Afghanistan gained independence from British rule in 1919. Witnesses at protests in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghans evacuating at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles such as the armed Taliban checkpoints, two paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both Americans and Afghans, by August 31st. Pentagon officials said Thursday that to date, the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days for the total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. Relief for the victims of a powerful earthquake in Haiti and the tropical storm began flowing more quickly into Haiti on Thursday, but the Caribbean nation's lack of basic infrastructure is presenting a huge challenge to get food and urgent medical care to all who are in need of it. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.